Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol. Today, we're diving headfirst into something we all struggle with at times, procrastination. Ever find yourself staring blankly at a to-do list that seems longer than the grocery aisle at Costco? You know that feeling when the clock is ticking, but your motivation is MIA, hiding under a pile of laundry or maybe even scrolling through TikTok? We've all been there, but guess what? Procrastination doesn't have to be your default setting. Today, we're going to talk about how to break free from that procrastination trap and unlock the power of mindful focus. Think of it like this. You've got this amazing brain, a powerhouse capable of incredible things. But sometimes, it feels like our attention spans are shorter than a goldfish's memory. So, let's get practical, folks. Let's equip ourselves with some seriously awesome tools to conquer procrastination and unleash that inner focused ninja. First things first, recognize the culprits. What triggers your procrastination? Is it fear of failure? Perfectionism taking over? Maybe it's simply feeling overwhelmed. Once you identify your procrastination triggers, you can start developing strategies to tackle them head on. Think of it like figuring out the monster under your bed. Once you know what it is, facing it becomes a lot less scary. Next up, let's talk about breaking down those daunting tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks. Remember that epic project you've been putting off? Break it into bite-sized pieces. Seriously, even 15 minutes of focused work can make a difference. It's like eating an elephant, one delicious bite at a time. Now, this is where mindfulness comes in. Ever heard the saying, be present? It sounds simple, right? But being truly present means focusing on the task at hand, not letting your mind wander off to a galaxy far, far away, or replaying yesterday's drama. When you catch your mind drifting, gently guide it back to the present moment. It's like training a dog. Consistency is key. Remember those distractions lurking around? Phone notifications? Social media whispers? That tempting Netflix show? Time to create a distraction-free zone. Put your phone on silent, close those unnecessary tabs, and tell the world you're unavailable for a focused burst of productivity. It's like building a fortress of focus, impenetrable and amazing. Lastly, celebrate your wins, no matter how small. Did you manage to finish that one chapter? Give yourself a pat on the back. Completed that dreaded spreadsheet? Time to high-five yourself. Recognizing your accomplishments keeps you motivated and reinforces those positive habits. Let's say you have this big presentation coming up, maybe for work, a school project, or even just a super important pitch to your friends about why they need to join your next board game night. You know it's important, but the thought of crafting the slides and rehearsing makes you want to hide under the covers. Sound familiar? Well, instead of letting that fear take over, picture yourself breaking down that presentation into smaller steps. Researching your topic, creating an outline, designing those killer slides, practicing your delivery in front of a mirror, or maybe even a very tolerant pet. By tackling these mini goals one by one, you transform a seemingly insurmountable task into something manageable and achievable. And remember, when you catch yourself procrastinating, feeling that familiar urge to do anything but the task at hand, take a deep breath, remind yourself of your goals, and gently guide your attention back to the present moment. So there you have it, folks. 5 powerful strategies to help you conquer procrastination and embrace mindful focus. Remember, breaking free from those unproductive habits is a journey, not a destination. There will be bumps along the way, but keep practicing these techniques, celebrate your successes, and remember, you've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your biggest procrastination triggers? share your thoughts, tips, and maybe even a funny story about a time you were hilariously caught in the procrastination spiral. Head over to our social media channels and let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay focused, stay motivated, and keep resetting that dopamine.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.